Hello, you've reached Mr. Mocha. We're on in 5. Well, all right then. I'll collect my thoughts, pour my drink, and we'll make some magic happen. Thank you.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of Mocha Time, the podcast where we take some time out of our very busy lives to get a drink and reflect both the world around us and ourselves. And I am your host, Mr. Mocha. And tonight's choice of beverage is some more green tea with some more Black Forest honey. Just like I said last week, green tea is a good way of cleansing the body and cleansing the mind. It was a fitting choice of beverage for last week's topic, and very much so for this week's topic. Now, last week we had an announcement about how we finally had an Instagram. Again, the username is Mocha Time Show, and we've had some familiar faces and new faces follow the account. I can't thank you all enough, but as I mentioned before, give it a follow and give it a share with friends and family. I do know it's a bit sparse at the moment, but it will become very populated very soon, especially in light with what I'm about to say. Another thing I have to announce is that I'm now planning on going to some local coffee shops in the local Newcastle upon Tyne area, trying their beverages and giving them some coverage. So if you're listening, you work at a coffee shop or own a coffee shop and you're interested, drop me a message at the Instagram Mocha Time Show, all one word, and we'll work something out. Otherwise, I'm sure I'll see you in the coming week. But how are you? I hope you've had a good week. This week, for me, well, I can't really say. Reason being is if I elaborated any further on how my week had been, I would ruin the contents of the rest of this episode. So unfortunately, I have to wait until a little bit later on. But, as I always say, this podcast is a chance for me to express my thoughts and share some moments of wisdom with those of you that tune in. And to me, that's quite relaxing. You've talked about taking breaks before, and so I hope that this episode will be your break, no matter how busy your week has been. And if this episode isn't a break for you, well then I hope that this episode will remind you to take a break in whatever way you need to. So we continue with our theme of spring, and last week we talked about spring cleaning. We talked about the importance of looking at ourselves and thinking about habits, whether they're helpful or limiting to our growth. Above all, we talked about the importance of self-reflection and being honest with ourselves when we do, not being too harsh and not being too lenient. In the end, it's important that we can be honest with ourselves. We have to be realistic with ourselves and the standards that we set in this lifetime. But today, I'd like to reflect on something that happened very recently, one which actually had the potential to affect this week's episode of the podcast, amongst other things. So without further ado, let's move on to today's topic. The theme for this month is spring. Our topic for today, how do I deal with change? And with that, let's sit, take a sip, and get right into it. Now since January, around the time I was doing my dissertation, my MacBook Pro had glitched a fair amount, specifically with the keyboard and trackpad. Now, I managed to get around that with an external keyboard and mouse, but it got to the stage this month where those workarounds were no longer helpful. And in light of my AppleCare coverage running out at the end of this month, I felt as though now was a good time, if any, to give my laptop to the Apple Store for them to give a bit of a review and for them to ultimately repair it. Now, they said the job would take about 3 to 5 days on Tuesday, which meant at worst I'd receive the laptop on Sunday. But the first thing I thought of at that moment was, how am I going to do everything I need to do? My tutoring? My studying? How am I going to do the podcast? Even if I didn't see it externally, internally I could see that I was in a bit of a state of panic. And so I then spent the next half hour or so walking up and down the high street between different shops, debating on whether to purchase a temporary laptop or device or not. Now to some of you this may seem a bit odd. Why would you purchase a laptop when it's only a few days? This is true. That is the logical approach. But I'm sure all of you, when you're in a state of panic, realise that you don't think things through, or at the very least, you don't think rationally. You may feel dizzy, anxious, confused, but generally you only focus on the problem in front of you, even though there are possibly, or rather most likely, multiple solutions that you have yet to consider. All you can do is focus on the problem you've got. And so, out of desperation, any idea that comes to mind becomes a seemingly good idea, even though, from a third-party perspective, it may not be a good idea. Every shop I went into on that day, I looked at the lowest cost item, and even then I was still on the fence as to whether or not to buy them. I couldn't make up my mind. It was then I stepped out of PC World, grabbed a flask of green tea which I had made that day before I left the house for university, funnily enough, more green tea, and had a sit down to readjust my thoughts and think things through. Now you might be wondering why I'm giving you this anecdote, and how it relates to spring in the first place. Spring is a time of transition. It is a shift in weather, from cold to slightly warm, from barren trees to leaves growing and flowers blooming. And as a part of nature, we also change in many ways, and sometimes we don't like change. I've mentioned this in earlier episodes that sometimes we enjoy comfort a bit too much. We enjoy staying where we are because where we are is not foreign to us. We are not strangers to our own positions in life, but change involves shifts, sometimes to a new area. Now, when I say that, that doesn't mean geographically, but it can be emotionally or mentally, and that scares us. The unknown scares us. But as part of nature, it is in our innate responsibility to look at the change around us and take them with open minds and open hearts, in order to grow with the world around us. And what you tend to find is that in accepting that change, in accepting that growth, we become stronger as individuals and we learn. Now, after sitting down and having a few sips from said flask I mentioned earlier, I recognised that there was really no point in buying another device for a duration of time which at maximum would be 5 days. If anything, there was a possibility I could pick up the laptop on Friday or even Thursday. Even if not, there were other solutions I had in order to meet the responsibilities that I had. So for the next few days, from Tuesday, I found myself taking regular trips to the library in the evenings to conduct my tutoring lessons. I would book out a study room, borrow one of the library laptops, and relearn how to use Windows a bit more fluidically with my graphics tablet in order to conduct said lessons. And yes, whilst this wasn't necessarily from the comfort of my own studio, and yes, it wasn't my MacBook Pro, and yes, it had been a while since I used Windows, it prompted me to do some studying in the library nonetheless, additionally. Not only was I able to complete my tutorials, but I found that my evenings became a little bit more productive than they normally were, in terms of both tuition and learning for myself. Now, in terms of tackling the podcast, I rationalised that I had the knowledge necessary to still plan an episode, and when it came to actually recording the episode, I still had my microphone. I could probably find an adapter of some sort to connect my microphone to my phone and record it that way. It may not have been what I was comfortable with doing, and it may not have been what I was used to, but I would still find a way to get the job done to a standard I was happy with, and ultimately I would learn. And that's the recurring theme here, ladies and gents, and that's the message to take away from this. Yes, we do have norms and we have comfort zones, but stepping out of those comfort zones help us grow. And they help us learn about the ever-changing world around us. We learn to adapt to change and overcome the adversities of life that are thrown at us. To quote Bear Grylls, adapt, improvise, overcome. So I have a challenge for you, ladies and gentlemen. What's outside of your comfort zone right now? How are you going to step outside of it? What adversity have you been handed and how are you going to overcome it? You've learned about mine. And in the end, I did get my laptop back on Friday, but in this instance, I've learned to deal with the adversity I was handed. How will you learn to deal with your adversity? But remember, just like the change around us, we never stop learning. We just become wiser. But at the end of the day, the choice is yours. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have for today. As per usual, I'd like to thank the artists whom without, I would not have been able to produce this episode. You can find their details in the description of this episode, as per usual. I've been your host, Mr. Mocha. Tune in next week for another episode on this month's theme, Spring. It's been a pleasure talking to you all. See you next time.
How do I finish off this episode? Just remember that you are so much more than you think you are, even if it doesn't feel that way. Because remember, there was never a rainbow without a bit of rain first. Thank you.